We're just going to continue with the halachot of Purim. It says here there's a mitzvah l'arbot b'seudat Purim, and we're going to be tzechuva with one seudah, which means that we should try to have as much as the seudah as we can, and obviously l'chatechila we have to eat bread in this seudah. Now it says over here, how is the chuvat seudah that we have to eat meat, right? And we should make a very nice meal. So he says the reason why we have to actually try to have meat is because some opinions hold that chicken is not considered, right, the meat that we need in order to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore you have to have meat for the seudah of Purim. Now it says over here, women are also obligated in the seudah of Purim, but they should only drink a little bit of wine. Now it says, right, also is here that if a person did the seudah at nighttime, he's not yotzei chovah, but it says yemei mishteh v'simcha, it has to be done during the daytime. Nevertheless, also in the nighttime, you should try to be marbeh b'seudah. So you should try to have a little bit more in your seudah as well. Then he says it's good to do the seudah Purim together with your friends and your family, everybody together, in order that there should be more simcha. He says even an avel, which is within the 12 months of his avelut, of his mourning, he's allowed to join in a seudat Purim that's outside of his house. However, though, the second that there's going to be music, he's not allowed to be there. So therefore, right, usually that disqualifies the majority of the seudot. Now, it says here, the last halacha, if a person comes and he knows that if he's going to get drunk, because remember that Ovadi Yosef brings down the Ramah, which is the Rambam, that the way that you're supposed to fulfill Chayav Anisha V'sume, right, is that you're supposed to drink and then fall asleep. So when you drink and you fall asleep, you can do that already in the morning of Purim. You drink, you go to sleep, that's it. You don't know the difference between Arur Ramah, Baruch Mordechai, and you fulfill the mitzvah. However, though, here he says, if somebody knows that by drinking or getting intoxicated or high, what's going to happen is he's going to disgrace any mitzvah, or he won't say Birkat HaMazon properly, he won't say Arvit, or all the different halachot that we have, he should be careful not to drink only a little bit of wine, right? Because again, if not, it defeats the entire purpose. That's why, by the way, you should know, if you remember, we always do mincha before the seudah, because we have to do mincha before the seudah, but if not, you're not allowed to drink at all. Right, you're not allowed to drink more than a revi'it if you still didn't pray mincha. So therefore we say mincha, and then afterwards each one will come and they'll drink whatever they can. But remember that it's chas shalom, we're not allowed to disgrace in any of the mitzvot.